If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
We're on the air.
Back.
Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break with Sip and Jay, brought to you by Gaina Trucking. On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
It is that time of the day for part two of Double Barrel Wednesday, but not before we give this next guest his proper introduction on Double Barrel Wednesday. Double Barrel Wednesday. It's a Double Barrel Wednesday.
Double Barrel Wednesday had some pop in. Very good job by Parker on Double Barrel Wednesday.
You guys know what day it is? It's Double Barrel Wednesday.
And we're now joined by your colleague, Sip, the Journal Star's Parker Gabriel. Good morning, Parker. Sip told us to begin the 7 o'clock hour. There might be a decision to be made by Cam Jurgens, Nebraska center. Right now seems maybe a third to fifth round pick. What are you hearing in terms of what his thought process is and if he will be back next year? How soon we'll know on that, Parker?
Yeah, that's a good question. He's got a decision to make for sure. I think over the course of the season, it became clear, essentially once he got the snapping issue that was tough on him early in his career and that he really struggled with early in his career, once he got that wrangled, it just allowed you to see his athleticism and sort of the rare things that we'd heard about for a long time that he can do at center when he's not thinking about the rest of it. I don't know exactly when he'll make a decision, but I think he's young enough. Now he's a fourth year player, obviously, but he's been playing center for a short enough time that I wonder if there's more upside for a potential return than one of the fifth, a guy who's maybe a year older, 2 years older, has been playing his position since he was in grade school or whatever. I think that put it this way, I think the conversation's different. I don't know that they'll arrive at different conclusions, but I think the conversation's different for Cam Jurgens than it is for maybe like Damian Daniels. But what each of those guys decides, Cam Jurgens doesn't have a position coach right now, and he doesn't quite know what the offense is going to look like, and he doesn't quite know who the quarterback's going to be. So, I think it's one of those things where the more answers, the better, and the more answers, the sooner, the better. For Scott Frost and the offensive side of the ball, just in general.
Parker Gabriel joins us. Parker, today the Big Ten will announce the offensive side as far as the all Big Ten teams go. Now, you have a vote in this, right?
Not in the ones that are getting announced today. I voted in the Associated Press.
Okay.
All Big Ten.
And yeah, we talked last night. Your AP ballot, all Big Ten ballot, has Austin Allen as a first teamer. Why did you arrive at that conclusion?
Well, he's got statistically, he's had the best season in terms of catching the ball. And that does tend to be, you'd like to think that it's just the best all around player all of the time. It's not always, it doesn't always go that way. But Austin had a great year. Broke records here. And he's, he had 600 yards receiving, which is a big year for a tight end anywhere in the country. And so, I think he's the most dangerous receiving, most dangerous pass catcher in the Big Ten. He got my vote. There's some other guys that had really good years. I was tweeting during the Michigan and Ohio State game. Man, I love Michigan's tight ends, Eric Gall and Schoonmaker. Neither of them put up huge receiving numbers, but they're both extremely valuable to what Michigan does on that team. Penn State's tight end's good, Ohio State's tight end's good, Purdue's tight end's good, Wisconsin's tight end's good. There's a bunch of them. Sam Laporta at Iowa's really good. So it's a tight end league. But I think Austin Allen, I think you can make a real argument he was the best of the bunch this year.
Looking to next year, Parker, it's going to be a big year for the portal, and I'm curious, on Monday, Spencer Rattler was a name mentioned, was entered the portal from Oklahoma. Is that a guy Nebraska should go after? Do you think would he have interest here? Like, how do you view that, and especially Nebraska's quarterback situation in general right now?
Yeah, I think, you know, the first step on that really is to have a coordinator and a quarterback's coach. Now, that might be the same person, it might not be, but from there, I mean, okay, what I would tell you, Jake, is, yeah, of course, you want to be interested in Spencer Rattler, but maybe you're interested in Dylan Gabriel or Miles Brennan or Jake Haner just left Fresno State, although he's probably going to Washington, yep, where his former head coach just got hired. Like, there are a lot of talented quarterbacks in the portal right now. Jack Plummer from Purdue went in the portal a couple of days ago. Someone is going to be happy to get him. He might not be exactly the style that Nebraska wants to play, but there's a lot of quarterback talent in the portal. The question is, like, when Nebraska hires an offensive coordinator, maybe that person has a connection to someone who's played for him or that used to play for him or something like that. So I guess what you don't know at this moment until they get somebody locked in at the coordinator and quarterback's coach position is, do you have a connection to a quarterback who's available or could be available? Or are you just going to take that person in Frost and try to recruit the best, you know, quote unquote free agent that you can find? And then, oh, by the way, you know, Adrian Martinez obviously factors largely in this conversation too. What does he decide, and how does that impact how a potential transfer quarterback might think about the situation in Lincoln?
How are you sizing up that Adrian Martinez situation right now, Parker? Based on you make a lot of calls, you talk to a lot of people. What do you hear? Do you have a feel for that?
Well, that obviously a decision hasn't been made yet, and I don't know that it's, I mean, an announcement certainly hasn't been made. I don't know that a decision's been made at this point. Okay. I mean, it's just there's a lot of factors that go into that, and in terms of sizing it up, I mean, there's just sort of, there's layer after layer if you sort of game it out. I mean, if he, you know, how long is his recovery going to take? When do the doctors think he's going to be sort of fully healthy and back throwing? Because it's a big difference in terms of, you know, going somewhere else or frankly staying here and winning the job next year. If that's a 3-month conversation or a 6-month conversation, you know, you're talking about you can be able to be in spring ball somewhere else or at Nebraska. And so there's just a lot. He could still technically, I don't think this is probably, I mean, it's not the ideal situation. He's technically got a redshirt available, so he could play enough to 4 games and then, you know, still play college football in 2023. I have no idea if that's even on the radar screen at this point, if that's something he's interested in. But there's just a lot of moving pieces, and I don't think it's a simple decision for anybody, including Adrian Martinez and including, you know, Scott Frost and Nebraska.
Speaking of a lot of moving parts, Parker, you have reported that Nebraska has had contact with Mickey Joseph for probably the receivers coach job. You've mentioned Ricky Brumfield as a possibility of Virginia as a special teams coach. We have established that Bill Bush is in that conversation. We've established that Donovan Rayola is a potential target as an O-line coach. When do you expect new hard news to start happening?
Yeah, that's a great question. I would think, I don't think it's outside the realm of possibility that some news will happen today. Now, I don't think they're going to set the whole staff or anything like that. But I think at this point, you know, especially with Mickey Joseph, we reported that on Monday morning, and then late on Monday night, Brian Kelly left Notre Dame to take the LSU job that was announced on Tuesday. He's putting his staff together there.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's just so important that, you know, you saw how quickly Lincoln Riley hit the ground at USC running and recruiting. It's just very important, I think, for everybody to get their staffs together and hit the road. And so I don't think that Mickey Joseph's status, or maybe the lack of clarity in his status, will last much longer. Does that guarantee that something happens today? No. But I just think he's, you know, if he just keeps right on recruiting for LSU for the next couple of days, you know, that tells you something. And if he doesn't, then that tells you something else. And I would think, you know, if Nebraska is able to get him hired and goes that route, I would think you'd want him out recruiting with an N on his chest as quickly as possible. So that's in the works. That's probably coming toward a conclusion. As for the rest of the staff, a little less clear.
Parker, always great stuff. Thank you for the time. We will chat with you again next Wednesday.
Yep, two weeks to signing day, guys. Two more weeks of fun on the recruiting and coaching search front, at least. So with that being said, shut up, Sipple.
Yes. Thank you, Parker.
All right, Parker, thank you. We'll talk later.
Good stuff. Parker,
soon Jr. enough.
Lincoln Journal Star.
Yes, good job by Parker. A lot of ground covered there. A lot of ground.
2 weeks until signing
so,
day.
So, yeah, I think he's exactly right about Adrian having a decision to make. And I do think everything I'm hearing suggests that his shoulder injury is such that it is more like a six-month recovery that would take him up to the summer before he's ready.
Yeah, his decision got really difficult for him, I think.
Yeah, he might want to stay here and rehab in a comfortable environment where he knows everybody and there's a comfort level here,
well,
obviously.
Scott Frost did say to welcome him back, so... Yeah, obviously he's more than welcome to stay here.
And then the
Frost here.
Yeah, and the question becomes: now, does that affect? Does his presence affect who you can get out of the portal? Does it affect that conversation? That's all stuff that a head coach has to manage.
Yep, it is.
Has to manage it. Has to manage. Has to communicate.
Easy answer to those questions.
Has to communicate clearly to all involved. Right.
That's right. Let's play the game show. Give us a call right now at 464-5685. Your chance to win a business box of bagels to Bagels and Joe. You are 1-1 on the week. You won an NFL backup quarterbacks yesterday, which was maybe an upset.
Hey, Kid Cudi, what's my overall?
33-26.
Seven over.
Today is a wild card Wednesday. Today the topic is famous Travises. Do you think you know your famous Travis? Guy's named Travis.
Yeah, I understand the concept. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
Travis's.
Yep. 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Sipple!"
No, sorry. I'm sorry.
Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
All right, 464-5685. Call the Big Down Sip and Trivia. Do you think you know your famous Travis's, Sip?
Not great. Not great. I really don't.
You don't feel great about Travis?
Not really. Kind of, but not really.
There's several famous Travis's out there.
Okay. Bobby, tell me.
Bobby, do you think you know your famous Travis's?
I think I'll be okay.
Oh, all right. That's confidence right there.
All right,
Bobby. He thinks he'll be okay.
All right, Bobby. Thanks for calling. Let's do this.
Bobby, first question goes to you. What famous Travis is the longtime drummer of Blink 182? Travis Barker is correct. A 1-0 lead.
Wow. I had no idea on that one. I'll tell you that.
What would you have guessed for the last name? You had the first name, of course.
I wouldn't even hazard a guess.
Oh, okay. Well, you're down 1-0.
Yeah.
Sip, this is tied up. What famous Travis has been a long-standing name in country music, including his biggest song, It's a Great Day to Be Alive?
Randy Travis. That's a country singer.
Yeah, these are all first name Travis. You're not going to get a Clay Travis question. First name Travis.
Tried to throw me a curveball.
No, there's no curveball. Everybody's name is Travis. Bobby, do you want that one or not?
I think I know it, but I'll pass.
Surprised no one got it. Travis Tritt. Travis Tritt.
What was the song?
It's a Great Day to Be Alive.
There's other songs you could have
named. That's his biggest one. That's his biggest song. Harrison? Okay, he's not a country guy.
Travis Tritt's from my generation.
That's his biggest song.
Yeah, I should have probably gotten that. Dang.
For the win, Bobby, you're up 1-0. Last question. Travis Kelce is a famous Travis of the Kansas City Chiefs. What college did he attend?
I'm just going to guess Arizona.
If you miss this, Sip, you will lose. If you get it right, you will tie things up with your last question. You don't have to take it, though. Travis Kelce's school. Where did he go to?
Pass.
Cincinnati.
Ooh, wouldn't have got that.
He is a Bearcat rooting for Luke Fickle.
Wouldn't have got that.
All right, to force the tiebreaker, your last question.
Okay, I have some heat on me.
What famous Travis is a longtime American professional motorsports competitor and stunt performer who has won championships and X Games gold medals in a variety of events?
Travis Fitzgerald.
Travis Pastrana would be that guy's name. So, Bobby, you win a low-scoring affair today, but a win is a win. Congrats. We get your bagels. Thanks for calling and calling down the road.
All right, thank you.
Right, yeah, thank you. Good job. Good victory. All right, give me one more.
Well, how old is Travis Barker, the lead singer, or sorry, the drummer for Blink 182? Age?
42.
46. Okay. I'm just shocked you didn't get Travis Tritt.
I should have got
that. No one would deny his biggest song is It's a Great Day to Be Alive.
Okay, well, I should have got that.
Probably one of the bigger songs in country. You know, I shouldn't say that. I'm still new to country, but in terms of what I'm aware of.
You're still new to country?
I am.
All right.
I'd say that's. Country music fans, I'm going to ask you, is that one of the most popular songs in country music history?
I'm trying to.
It's a Great Day to Be Alive by Travis Tritt.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not saying the best, the most, but is it in the conversation?
Top 100.
That's for sure. Is it higher than top 5th, top 20?
Top 100.
I'm going to say, It's a Great Day to Be Alive by Travis Tritt a top 25 country song of all time?
No.
Country music fans out there, you let me know.
I mean, come on. Hank Williams Sr. no, might have 25 songs better, the more popular than that. I mean,
let's see.
Jake, no, not top 25. Come on. Johnny Cash has 10 songs that are more popular.
I would just be curious what the people say.
Johnny Cash has 10 songs more popular than that. Okay.
I am asking. Not
Willie
not
Nelson
just
has 5, and Hank Sr. has 7.
This is for the people?
This is a top.
I'm going to address the text line on this after the break.
Yeah, let's get to getting on that, okay?
Yeah.
Maybe we can ask half.
Well, by the way, before I do that, caller 5 right now, 464-5685. We'll get their win for the holidays from Magical Lights of Seward. Epic light show, 20 minutes long, and Seward's going from now to New Year's Eve. Caller 5 right now will win a pass to that. If you don't win it, go to magicallightsofseward.com/ticket. But caller 5 right now, 464-5685, will win a free pass courtesy of us. When we come back, Happer and Schaefer in for the spillover on early break on the ticket.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.